WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
That's Bud Powell as jazz folk usually think of him, the piano virtuoso who combines saxophonist Charlie Parker's twisting bebop lines with the spare, off-center bass work of pianist Earl Hines. By forging a synthesis of Parker and Hines, Bud Powell became the most influential jazz piano player of the last 40 years. But he was more than a great pianist. This is the music of Bud Powell, too. That's Bud Powell's composition, Un Poco Loco, literally, A Little Crazy. It was arranged by trumpeter Herb Robertson and played by his brass ensemble, a sextet with two trumpets, French horn, trombone, tuba, and drums. They're heard on a new album, Shades of Bud Powell, on the JMT label. Herb Robertson set out to honor Powell's writing rather than his playing. He's done it by recasting his compositions for a band that neither includes piano nor uses Bud's tunes as springboards for far-flung solos. Robertson divorces Powell's music from its usual context so we can hear it with a fresh ear. The process is a little like translating a poem from one language into another. For example, Bud Powell's version of Glass Enclosure gently mocked the excesses of some overheated classical pianists. Herb Robertson translates Glass Enclosure into a brass band march that keeps putting off its grand finale. He uses a different idiom to poke fun at the same sort of musical pomp. There's some fine solo work on this album. The dark tones of French horn player Vincent Chancy and trombonist Robin Eubanks give the sextet a robust sound. Bob Stewart's tuba syncopations and Joey Barron's finely textured drumming keep the music swinging. But the album is more of a showcase for the band as a whole than for individual players. The solos fit into a larger compositional plan. Trumpeter Robertson does allow himself one feature, the fruit arranged for trumpet, tuba, and percussion. Powell's theme sounds more lyrical uncoiling on Robertson's muted horn than it does when played on piano. Bud Powell had a difficult life. His troubled final years helped inspire the movie Round Midnight, Bertrand Tavernier's sentimental portrait of a dying jazz man. One of the best things about Herb Robertson's tribute to Powell is that he doesn't play up the tragic cliches. Instead, he emphasizes the clarity, charm, and sense of fun in Bud Powell's writing. He makes us rethink the music and the man.